This is going to be another way of looking at bluegrass this afternoon. We thought we'd take a ride backwards in time and start with the bluegrass boys as they are today. Starting off with Mule Skinner Blues with Bill's current band and work our way back in time to some of the sounds of the early 40s. So why don't we just start with the bluegrass boys doing Mule Skinner Blues.
All right, so thank you, Ralph. Now I would like to bring the bluegrass boys out, and we will start with the number that we featured on the Grand Ole Opry, the Mule Skinner Blues. That was the first number that we sung on the Grand Ole Opry, and that was the number that we recorded, the Mule Skinner Blues. We need Ralph Rentler here. Is he back there? What is the next number, Ralph, please?
The next number was going to be Uncle Penn, Bill, and I thought just before you got into it that you could say a couple of things about your Uncle Penn, some of the things you told me about riding on a mule with him to play all night dances.
I'd like to do that. Now, that was many years ago that Uncle Penn and me played for dances back in Kentucky, and we would have to travel these little gravel roads, dirt roads, up one hill and down another, and I rode behind him on this little mule that we had, and he had a case for his fiddle, and I had to carry the guitar in a grass sack, you know. But that's been many years ago, and Uncle Penn was a wonderful uncle. This number that I wrote about him is a true number. I hope you like Uncle Penn. Far away, they dance all night till the break of day, when they call her a holler, Don't you know your new honky pin was ready to go? Hey, it ain't nothing about some brown howdy do, that'll hold you down. Pretty fiddle oughta have it ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Tinny Lin, I mean, that's where fiddle begins. Hey, ain't it about some brown howdy do that folks down the road? Pretty fiddle oughta have it ring, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. That morning for day, when all the business called away, the hung up your fiddle, the hung up your bone, and knew it was time for him to go. Hey, it ain't about some down the hall, you hear when you fall down. Lady fiddle, Lord, I have a ring, you hear it talk, you hear it sing.
People here really realize how much of your life you've really put into song. Now there's one, I remember when we were in Rosine, that one song you told me was we were down in town looking up on the hill to where you used to live, how you'd walk up that hill and always see those lights in the window and you could really hear your father, your uncle's fiddle coming out over that town.
Well, when I'd worked all day back then, I was really a mule driver. I hauled cross ties and I drove four mules, and he would get my breakfast along early in the morning. We didn't have too much to eat, and I'd go on down to town, and I kept my mules downtown where I'd haul the ties in. I had a barn there close, and I would feed them, and then I would go on, and I would try to haul about four loads a day. And I was around 16 years old then, and so I would go ahead, and I would come in late in the evening, and I'd put the mules up and feed them the horses, and many evenings I would hear Uncle Penn out on the back porch fiddling, you know. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle. That I've heard it many times up there. Was really a wonderful sound. No, it wasn't no radios in the country, but we hear that fiddle from way up on the hill. So,
how many of the tunes that he used to play did you put into that song, Uncle Penn, Bill?
The first melody of it is my own, and the last part of it, the little part on the last, is Jenny Lynn, and that's a piece that Uncle Penn played so well.
You know, did you say you were going to record a whole album of fiddle tunes of Uncle Penn's?
I have already recorded Uncle Penn's numbers. We have 11 of them already made, and the album will be out this fall.
Here's another one of them. Here's another one of Uncle Penn Vandiver's fiddle tunes that Bill has recorded. And when he recorded it, James Monroe and Bill Yates were on the recording session. Let's make them welcome here this afternoon.
But I didn't tell them what song it was.
Hey, going up Candy. Hey, ho, going up Candy. Hey, going up Candy. Hey, ho, going up Candy. Thank you. I wrote. It's a new style of writing a number. It's got some ideas that I have saved back through the years, some notes that I have saved.
We need the two fiddles.
We have parts of it that I used to follow, listen to the Mockingbird, and we happened to think about that, and we changed that over for the fiddling and made it perfect for this number. It's out on record now, and it's called Tallahassee. So Joe Steard will be right here just in a minute, along with Kenny Baker and all the boys, and we'd like to do the new style of a fiddle number called Tallahassee.
Together with Bill Monroe and Vic Jordan, made up one of the strong bluegrass bands that a lot of you I know remember. And there were several songs that recorded back in those days, about four or five years ago, that I know you remember. One of them was one of those really lonesome songs called The Walls of Time, and another, James, what was the one that you wanted to do? Another called Tall Pines that James and his father Bill sang us a duet. Why don't we start with Tall Pine?
Okay. Reaching
Lord, send the angels for my darling and take her to that home on high. I'll wait my time out here on earth, love, and come to you when I die.
Bill, it was back in 1963 when we were out in California. You were playing at the Ash Grove with Bill Keith and Del McCurry, Kenny Baker. You got a chance to sit down together and play a few tunes with a fellow you've become pretty friendly with since then. And you brought up a whole bunch of tunes that you hadn't played for a number of years, things that you and Charlie had played back 30 years ago before that when this man was just a little boy listening to a Crystal set. He grew up listening to Bill Monroe and never really thought he'd end up on a stage playing with him. Let's make him welcome this afternoon, Doc Watson. Yes.
It's always a pleasure to get a chance to do a couple of tunes with you, Bill. Before we get into these, I'd like to say that I was just thinking back there a minute ago, Ralph and I were talking, I was thinking about the first time I ever heard you play the mandolin. You'd never guess what show it was on.
What show was it?
Do you remember Byron Parker, the old hired hand?
Yes, I do. He was our announcer back years ago.
When you and Charlie were working on, I believe it was either a station in Greenville or it might have been Columbia, WIS in Columbia, South Carolina. Now, Bill and I were a little younger at that time. Someone wrote in a little thing about Bill's mandolin play, and they said, well, Bill plays the mandolin so smooth that it sounds like a violin or a fiddle. And that's a compliment, boy, when you can do that with a pick. Bill, let's do that third good old tune you and Charlie used to pick called Rabbit and Log.
My dog, and I will like it in my dog. I'll get me a briar and a twist in his hair, and that way I'll give him my note.
I know,
yes,
I know,
but sure you know,
that way I'll get him my note. I'll get me a briar and a twist in his hair, and that way I'll get him my note. Now I'll pick it. I'll build me a fire and cook that old hare. Gonna roll him in the paint, make him brown. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright, for I found myself a place to lie down.
To lie down, to lie down,
to lie down.
I found myself a place to lie down. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright, found myself a place to lie down. Coat up my back, soles on my shoes nearly gone. Just a little ways ahead, there's a farmer's share. That's where I rest my weary bone.
Weary bone,
weary bone.
You laid your bone home.
Yeah, that's where I rest my weary bone. Just a little ways ahead, there's a farmer's share. And that's where I rest my weary bone.
Weary bone,
weary bone,
you laid your bone,
that's where I rest my weary bone. Just a little ways ahead, there's a farmer's shed, and that's where I rest my weary bone.
We were playing in California at the Ash Grove there, and between shows, Doc and me, we was playing some, and I got this little blues number started, and I asked Doc, I said, what can we call it? And he was putting a beautiful run in this number to start with, so we finally titled it the Watson Blues.
Thank you.
someone that all of you know, but you probably remember him best through his association with another group called the Country Gentlemen. But this fellow also played with Bill Monroe a number of times back in the late 50s, and his name is Eddie Adcock. Afternoon, and I guess it's clear to everybody, is that one thing that Bill Monroe did was to train an awful lot of musicians. And he didn't only train people from all... Volume's off? Introduce Silver Spur while we're thinking of it. He's been the sound of new musicians through his band, was that a lot of people in the colleges around the country decided they'd really like to learn from Bill. I guess it was about 17 years ago, that Mike Seeger and I used to go down when we were at the school listen to Bill and the Bluegrass Boys and parks very much like this one in western Pennsylvania around Rising Sun, Maryland and West Grove, Pennsylvania. And we would stand down on the edge of the stage and just look up there and wonder if we'd ever get to meet Bill Monroe. And an awful lot of people have felt that way. Bill Keith was one of them, Del McCurry. There were an awful lot of people from the city who got a chance to play with Bill, some of them for a year or two, some for a month or two. And sort of representing that group of people is someone who's here today. He's a good lead singer and guitar man. Let's welcome Sandy Rothman.
Sunset glow, that fire glow, glory, 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 glory
just as Sandy did when he started working with him, why they'd bring up a song that someone hadn't heard for many years. One of those is a song which Bill recorded, I think, with Lester and Earl back in the 40s. It's called The Old Crossroads, and Ernie Graves is a fine lead singer who's going to come up and do it with Bill. He worked with Bill in the late 50s. Let's make Ernie welcome. I remember back in 1959 going to Sunset Park, about the time Bill recorded Gotta Travel On, and Curly something? And they recorded a number of tunes together. The fellow's an awfully good high lead singer and guitar man. Let's welcome Jack Cook up here.
They tell me that you're gone away.
good. One of those real lonesome sounds in bluegrass music that a lot of people look for was carried on and is carried on by a pair of brothers from Eastern Kentucky from around Pikeville that you've seen on the stage here this weekend. And they're fine musicians and fine people. Let's welcome the Goins brothers, Ray and Melvin Goins.
All right.
Say something about when you played together. You played on a show,
Back in the early days, it's a good many years ago, Ray and Melvin, they wasn't too old, but they was trying to learn bluegrass music. And Ray, he done some work with me on the road. We played some theaters, and he was playing a good banjo back in them days. And it's good to have him here at the Bluegrass Festival. It's good to have him on the history of bluegrass here. So boys, what is the number we've got to do today? Will you be loving another man?
He was telling me this morning how he happened to write a tune that he really wanted Bill Monroe to sing, but like a lot of us when we're just starting out, why, he was a little shy about singing the song for Bill. He'd never met him. He was in school at the time, and then he quit school to go play with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper. He's one of the finest fiddle players you'll ever hear, and he'll be able to tell you the story about his song and how he got to play it for Bill. Let's welcome Tex Logan and Buck Graves.
Thank you, Ralph. Well, I wrote this song, Christmas Time is Coming, for, I wrote it for Bill Monroe, and I never met him. I was working in Wheeling, West Virginia, with the Lilly Brothers and Red Belts back in 1948, riding through the dirty, snow-covered hills around Wheeling there along about Christmas time. I really wanted to go home. And the last show I was playing with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper in October 1951 was a big package show in the Coliseum in Baltimore. Bill Monroe, Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Cowboy Copas, I can't remember, Hawkshaw Hawkins, a great big show, Wayne Rainey. And I tell you the truth, I couldn't play a note that day because I knew Bill Monroe was there, and I'd never met him. And it was my last show, too. I was kind of tore up. Well, anyhow, after the show, Bill was putting up his mandolin backstage, and I grabbed Buck Graves, and I said, come on, Buck, let's do that tune for Bill. And I said, went back there and I said, Bill, I wrote a little tune for you. I'd like you to listen to it. He said, okay. And we did him a verse or so of it, something like this. Come over, Bob. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. He said, I recorded. Well, to finish that story, I was going to play the fiddle on that, and I went on there from Baltimore to Texas, visit my folks, and I was going to get back into Nashville. Well, I stopped in Nashville on the way down, and we rehearsed it there one weekend, and Bill was going in, and happened to be coming into Indiana that week to play, and he was going to be back the next weekend and record this, and we'd run over it there in Nashville with Gordon Terry, who was playing the fiddle for him then. We didn't have time to do a whole lot of practice on it, but I was going to come back the following weekend and come back from Texas and do the session with him. I got far as Dallas and had car trouble, and I got a funny feeling like I shouldn't go any further. So I went back to Big Spring, Texas, and I wired Bill, and called him, and he said, well, we'll go ahead and cut it. And I'll tell you what, I'll play it to you over the phone. And if you don't like it, well, we'll record it again next weekend and you'll be here. Well, he played it over the phone to me after they recorded, and it was real great. And I said, let her go, Bill. So let's let her go.
You play it.
Yeah, I done it. Come on, Kenny. You play this, and I did my part in it already.
Christmas time's coming, and I know.